NCAA Baseball Selection Committee Chairman Tim Weiser talks about just how the selection process works.
We have 10 members on our committee, of which two are currently sitting head coaches. Each one of the committee members chairs what we call a regional advisory committee, or is a co-chair of a regional advisory committee, which is made up of coaches from conferences in the regions of the country that they're responsible for providing feedback, of which we bring back to the full body, certainly when we get to Indianapolis, but on a couple of conference calls leading up to our meetings here in Indianapolis.
Weiser explains the factors that go into determining the top eight national seeds.
The seeding, especially towards the 7-8 numbers of our top eight seeds, has historically been one of the most difficult areas, because we have a number of teams that are competing for those final two spots. And I think the question has come up, Georgia Tech, South Carolina, certainly that was part of the discussion. TCU was in that discussion. Cal State Fullerton was in that discussion. So we had a number of teams that we were debating and discussing. And we oftentimes, and it depends on, each committee member has perhaps a different perspective as to how you differentiate teams, whether it's for selection or for seeding. I would say that by and large, the RPI, certainly the strength of schedule, both conference and non-conference, factors into it. I think as we find the ability to compare common opponents and look at what, again, for example, a Georgia Tech and a South Carolina, we had the ability to look and see that there was a common opponent that resulted in a record for Georgia Tech of 10-1 and for South Carolina 5-2. Is that significant? Is that substantial? I would beg to say it probably is not significant, but it does give some of our committee members the ability to suggest, okay, there's how we can break a tie, or there's how we can differentiate between teams when it comes to a seeding or even a selection.
Weiser on what Arizona State did to earn the overall number one seed.
My temptation is to answer, it's what they didn't do. I mean, they really didn't make very many mistakes throughout the course of the season and down the stretch, and I think they, for the most part, from beginning to end, have been a team that people have recognized and looked at as kind of separate from a lot of other teams. They've got a non-conference RPI that we consider to be the best in the country. Certainly their overall RPI is significant, and they've proven throughout the year in a conference that has the top rank RPI as a conference that they are the best team. And I would tell you that although we had a lot of debate on the 7-8 seeds, I cannot recall us having any debate or discussion about Arizona State. So I think that probably reinforces our committee's confidence in Arizona State being where they are.
Weiser talks about North Carolina making the 64-team NCAA field despite not making the ACC tournament.
We have not had that as a criteria. We've not suggested to the membership that they have to make a conference tournament. Part of that is because conferences have different qualifications. Some take four, some take six, some take all. So we've really not discussed and allowed that to become a criteria. That might come up in the debate. And as I think back to the last few years, we've taken teams before that have not made their conference tournament. There have been a whole host of reasons why we may have done that. I think in North Carolina's case, the argument could be made that they've had a very good season. Certainly, as you look at the best 34 available to us, which is really what our charge is to try and find the best 34 teams available, they factored in as one of those teams that was deserving of that invitation.
Texas and TCU are matched up for a potential super regional for a second straight year, and Weiser says geography plays a big role in such decisions.
Well, of course, now we seed 1 through 8, and then everybody else for seeding purposes becomes a 9 in that top 16. So I think it's important to differentiate, as you referenced there, Texas and Texas Christian. But again, we go back to the geographic opportunities that presented for us, and the number of teams that all of a sudden were bus trips away as opposed to hopping on planes. I think in years past we've had the luxury of Rice being a host, and that's given us some other options. Mm-hmm. But in this case, that one made the most sense in terms of what we had available to us geographically and within our 1 through 8 seeds, and then our according to the additional 9 seed.
Florida State is the number 1 seed in Connecticut's regional, and Weiser says it was important to have a regional in the Northeast.
Well, I think our committee felt, as we've done in the past, if we had that opportunity, we'd like to do that without sacrificing the competitive integrity of our process. I just think we've got to be mindful of the bigger picture of what's best for college baseball, and certainly providing exposure and the ability to create interest in areas that might not have had that chance in the past, I think is important and is a part of our charge as a committee.